Talk Shoe. Recorded live.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of the Virtual Talk Show produced by the Married Men's Club. We come your way every Tuesday night from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. And we also have a show for the women in your lives that features three female moderators and runs tonight at the exact same time with the exact same topic. You can get more info about either show by visiting our website, www.householdstress.com. Again, that website is householdstress.com. Listeners can participate in either one of our live weekly talk shows by calling in or logging on to talkshoe.com from your personal computer as an anonymous guest. Phone lines are open right now, but this show is strictly for men only. So if you're a man, please dial 724-444-7444, then 598-98-POUND. Again, that number, 724-444-7444, followed by 598-98-POUND, £1 for your pen. So call in and let your voice be heard on the hottest talk show in America. Now, we have a few rules, and they are absolutely no profanity and no politics, and more importantly, no racial stuff. This show is apolitical, race neutral, so that we can make sure any man can feel comfortable. And furthermore, this ain't Bible study, fellas. We want you to be able to just come to our show as a man, and that's it. The Virtual Talk Shows always present the hottest topics for discussion, and tonight is no different. Tonight's topic is... Say hello to my little friend. That time of the month. I know sometimes it feels like that, fellas. My name is Rodney, and I'll be your pilot, a ventriloquist, and your primary care physician for the evening. So more on that later. But the hope is I can get this plane off the ground, ultimately land on a safe conclusion by 11 p.m. This is a fluid conversation, so if you do have something to say, please feel free to do so. Or if you prefer to listen, that is absolutely fine too. And I also still have this. That's the seatbelt sound when you're on an airplane. When you hear that sound, it means to take your seat and buckle your seatbelts because it's about to get a little bumpy. That sound is just to put you on notice that it might get a little uncomfortable. And, fellas, I'm predicting that there's going to be a whole lot of turbulence tonight. But please try to hang on until the end because you'll definitely want to hear the conclusion to this episode. And at 11 p.m. sharp, I've got something monumental for our open mic session. So hang in there with me. All right, with all of that said, what is that time of the month? Somebody tell me.
Well, that's that 1 week of a woman's body is changing, and it. How do you say it without being that?
Well, let me help you, brother, because you're right on the same, you know, you're right where we need to be. The menstrual cycle is a series of, as you say, you know, physiological changes that occur in fertile females. The menstrual cycle, under the control of the endocrine system, is necessary for reproduction. And the length varies from woman to woman and cycle to cycle, though the average menstrual cycle is 28 days. And what happens is about once a month, the uterus grows a new lining to get ready for a fertilized egg. When there's no fertilized egg to start a pregnancy, the uterus sheds its lining. And this is the monthly menstrual bleeding, also called menstrual period, that women have from their early teen years until menopause, which happens around the age of 50. The menstrual cycle is counted from the first day of menstrual bleeding, and that's day one of bleeding to day one of the next time of bleeding. And although the average cycle is 28 days, it's perfectly normal for a woman to have a cycle that is as short as 21 days or as long as 35 days. All right. With that, do you even know when your lady's time of the month is, or does it always seem to catch you by surprise? Do you know, fellas?
I know mine. I said it kind of catches at the moment that we both are like, yeah, and next thing you know, oh, man. If, you know, if anything early, you know, I don't worry about the lateness because of the vasectomy. So
right.
So, but for the most part, that was a, you know, past topic. But at any rate, I think when it's early, which, you know, it's rare. I probably, maybe three times out of the year, it catches by surprise. She's, like, always relieved. But at the same time, I'm like, you may be relieved, and I'm mad. Because that kind of, like, messes everything up, especially when you got, like, you know, you plan a weekend away. And that did happen to us one time. We had a weekend plan, and I was like, what? So it kind of took the mojo out of the weekend, but, you know, we made the best of it.
Yeah. I believe it happened to the best of
it. Yeah, anybody else? Do you know when it's that time of the month, or does it catch some of y'all by surprise?
I have two ways of knowing.
Okay.
I have it marked on my calendar, and I can also tell by her mood, because sometimes leap year or whatever, it don't exactly line up. And sometimes it's a little off. So I'm trying to get it perfect, but it always happens. And another way I can tell, there's a third way. Whenever we got something planned on the weekend or when we ain't got the kids and we got the house to ourselves, that's usually when that bad boy come on in and suddenly hit the...
Oh, man, when the kids are gone, huh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's usually the only time it shows up.
Hmm. But you mentioned something. You said your lady's attitudes and demeanor change. Is that for everybody or just you? What happens in your case?
I don't know, but I know mine. I can definitely tell the difference.
So she on short fuse.
Oh, yeah. Everything irritates her. She be yelling at traffic, you know, stuff she don't usually pay attention to. You know, she be stressing out about it, you know, and I just stressing about stuff don't even make any sense. Like, why are you even, you know, what's, and then, you know, you, after a while, you're like, oh, okay, well, it's getting ready, come on. And then you tell her, and then she, like, argues with you, like, no, it can't be time yet. Like, yeah, I think it is. And next thing, you know, there it is.
So you mean to tell me, even when you have it marked on the calendar, you know, you still got to take a trip that week?
Yeah, well, what I'm saying is, even by having it marked on the calendar, there's like 2 to 3 days variance. So I've done the research, it can be something like she could be having a stressful week before it happens, or she has some good news, or you know, anything can affect it. So just because I have it marked on the calendar like it's supposed to be here, you know, that bad boy shows up whenever it gets good and ready.
Yeah. Yeah, good words. Good word. Anybody else? Ladies, attitude, demeanor change when it's that time? Maybe it's just you, Ike.
Maybe it's just me.
No, it ain't just him. I believe it happens to everybody. Man, you know?
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Explain, please. What happens in your case?
It's just the emotional chemical imbalance, man. Their emotions jump up a little. Like, it just bumps up, like, another gear. I mean, you know, just whatever is on their mind, it just frustrates them. It brings in a little negativity into the home and makes everybody feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
They don't mean it, but just that chemical imbalance in the body that gets them off their swagger, I guess you could say, a little bit, but it affects just whoever's around at that time.
Good words, good words. Anybody else? Ladies, attitude, demeanor change? When is that time?
They go on ready and set. They're already on ready and set, but they go to go real quick.
Yeah.
Time of the month.
Does anybody's lady take medication to help with her mood swings during that time of the month?
It just depends. You know, sometimes it can be really bad. Sometimes it can be really light. It just depends.
So when it's really bad, does she pop the pill or something?
Yeah, whatever that is, the Advil, PM, and the Midol, that's usually her cocktail of choice.
Yeah, yeah. Good words, good words. Anybody else? Medication? Anybody got any prescribed medication for that stuff? Sometimes it's really bad. Some women.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But, you know, you got to also remember that they have pain. They blowed up. Irritable, don't want you to touch them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Go ahead, brother. Someone was trying to get in there. Go ahead.
I just prescribe sometimes distance.
So what you're saying is, let me break this down for the fellas. So what you're saying is her attitude forces you not to want to be her around her during that time of the month. Like, that's the time where you're like, honey, I'm going to be working late tonight.
That's
for sure, for sure. That's the time when you take care of your projects. You've been neglecting. You jump right back on them things that time of the month.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and they may be all right with it. Yeah.
I got to tell you, but that's a two way street for me because mine, I stay away, and then she argue if I come close, she argue if I stay away.
Well, you can't win.
Yeah, right.
Oh man, but so y'all are saying, do y'all purposely spend less quality time with her when you know it's that time of the month?
I do.
What do you do during that time?
Man, I do my thing, man. Stay away. I'm wrong either way. So,
yeah.
I'd rather be wrong for staying away than just constantly being around that man. Why, you know? Why you run up in there, you're going to get your head kicked in. So
yeah. Be wrong with peace of mind. Sometimes it's wrong,
yeah,
but if you have a peace of mind while you're wrong.
Absolutely.
Oh, man, good words. So,
mm-hmm.
Y'all spend more time downstairs watching TV instead of coming to bed. Yeah.
Drink a little hook and, get.
Hanging out with the fellas like, yeah, I'm going to meet up with you next week.
Well, no, hanging out with the fellas, I don't even try it out.
You can't be too obvious with it. You can't be too obvious with it.
Right.
But what if you have one of your fellas call you? You'd be like, yo, text him and say, hey, it's that time. Why don't you call me and say, hey, let's go shoot pool or something, play some golf. Just set it up like that where it's almost like it's spontaneous. Like, oh, man, he just called me. I'm going to have to roll out. Y'all don't do that?
You might can do that. I can't.
So she'll know. There's a setup.
Well, it don't matter if she knows it's a setup. It's just the opportunity cost is just too high for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'd rather get in trouble in the basement and being distant than out kicking it with the fellas, man. That right there, that's another level of drama.
Yeah, he's right about that. And one thing you got to ask yourself is what time of the day is it worse? You know, during the day or the evening or at night? You know, I don't really think that during the day is really that much, of a big deal because it's not like, y'all hugged up all the time.
Yeah.
I think the evening time where it's, closeness time, I think that's when you go in a different room or whatever. Because
yeah.
They complain, man. They complain,
Yeah. I think for me, I'm so used to it that it don't even faze me no more.
Yeah,
he's a veteran.
Yeah, I'd be like, what's wrong with you? I got cramps, and she usually will go upstairs, lay down, and I just let her be.
Yeah,
she'll usually go to sleep, and I'll get the kids, and they'll be in the room. But that's one thing I can say. It's almost like I wish she had a period every day, because that's when she least gets on my nerves.
Wow. Dang, man, that's so deep right there. That's
you know, because, it's really not nothing to argue about. But, I'm like, okay, I'll, let it be.
So do you think y'all seem to do more fussing and fighting when it's that time of the month?
Nah, we do less.
Oh, you do less? Okay, because you
we
expect.
Less.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, we do less.
Anybody do more? Anybody want to disagree with that?
I think initially you would. In the beginning stages of the relationship, you would. Because for us getting adjusted to them not wanting us around, the constant complaining at that time of month, drama, Because, you know, some of women can be, you know, drama queens about that kind of stuff. Oh, I feel like I'm dying. Oh, I got to go to the emergency room, you know, all that kind of stuff. You know, so, but once you figure it out and understand what it is, I think that that we'll smarten up and know, okay, it is what it is. So let's just stay away, you know, or let's just be more supportive or whatever it is. But I think in the beginning of a relationship, yes, it would definitely cause a lot of problems.
Good words, good words. Anybody else? More fussing and fighting? Less fussing and
fighting?
Yeah,
it's like a bow wave would be, man. It's right at the beginning, that time right before, you know, the visitor comes. That's how I can tell, because she's really off the hook.
Good words, good words. Anybody else want to chime in? Got plenty of folks on here. Want to give everybody an opportunity. Going once, going twice. I'm going to flip this thing around on y'all and ask this. Anybody ever been with a woman that does not have a change in attitude or demeanor when it's that time of the month?
Are we talking about our wives or women in general?
Women in general, just in your history. You know, I want to flip it around and see if anybody's ever experienced a woman who didn't. I mean, it was just like a regular day, you know, despite it being her time of the month.
Yeah, I had one in my lifetime, and she was a nympho, so it really didn't matter with her.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of mattered with me, but I was like, okay. And, you know, and she may have been on the pill because, like I said, I guess the pain wasn't as what it is with my wife, so I know being on the pill kind of, you know, helps with the pain. So, you know, that may have been the reason as well, but I didn't think she had a period, to tell you the truth.
Wow.
She never really talked about it.
Hmm.
And if she did have one, you know, it almost felt like 7 days a week. So if it wasn't seven, at least five. And I'm thinking out of that five, at least 2 days, there had to be a period somewhere. And I just don't really recall her having one. But like I said, you know, she may have been on the shy pill. I don't know. But, and,
yeah,
you know, but as far as somebody with a regular period, they generally would let me know.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, my son said.
Oh, you good.
But generally, they would let me know, and they kind of wanted to be to themselves. So that's cool with me.
Yeah. You mentioned birth control, and, you know, because I've seen the commercials, you know, where the women, they have, like, it's like, oh, three or four periods a year. I mean, has anybody experienced that, where she's on a birth control where, you know, she only has, instead of 12 periods, she has three or four.
I dated, that's a horrible term to use there, but I've known a young lady that only had a period every other month because she only had one ovary.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But no, I ain't never been with a chick that took that pill or whatever. I did have a chick that, took something like that, and she ended up suing in a class action lawsuit because she almost died from it. But no, I ain't never known one to get two or three
wow.
a year.
Wow. So something went wrong with the birth control she was, you know.
Yeah, it was one of those birth control things, you know, where they got that, you know, that crazy commercial where, has any of you or your loved ones ever, you know, been sick by this medicine? Call 1-800. You know, whatever. And so, yeah, it almost killed her. She had to go to the emergency room. But, yeah, other than that, no, I don't know anyone that actually took the medicine, you know, was actually going through, you know, two to three periods a year.
Wow. That's interesting. Anybody else? Two, three, four, five periods a year? And y'all talked about health and medical reasons. Anybody ever been with a woman that never at that time of the month? I mean, that's got to be fun. It's like no time off. It's always red, you know. Just, no, I ain't got a period. I ain't got no ovaries or whatever the case may be.
You know, she was older, but we never did let that, you know. If it did, if it was an issue, she never made it known to me.
Hmm.
That was that old chick that, you know, I was hooking up with when I was in college, you know.
Yeah, I remember her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I have to say, I don't know anything about that, man.
That was another conversation there, brother.
Yeah. You have to check it out. But has anybody ever been with a woman whose time of the month lasted longer than the normal 7 days? You know, that joint was 10 days, 12 days.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I have. It was one of the worst times in my relationship. Oh, my God. No, I mean, like, seriously, it's funny. The girl, I mean, my fiance, she's the type where if her period is late, she's going crazy. Like, she wants her period to come because, I guess, for some reason, you know, it makes her feel like a woman. But when, after it's there, she wants it gone. And I think she had started taking this is exactly what happened. She had started taking a birth control. And because she wanted to relieve some of the pain that she goes through during her period. And so she had actually started to take it. And when she started taking it, her period came on for like 2 weeks straight. When I tell you, like I said, the worst 2 weeks that I've had, that I personally experienced, I mean, I just thought she was freaking bipolar. Oh, my God. So, yeah, she had to get off that quick, fast, in a hurry. You know, things returned to normal, but, yeah.
So that was like The Exorcist with her head turning around.
Oh, my God.
So did she get off under your recommendation, or she was just like, I just got to get off this thing?
Oh, I highly recommend it. I didn't want her to get on in the first place, you know what I mean? But, she made a quick, really, really quick decision. She had to get off that and, you know, either consider another prescription or just, you know, hey, you know, deal with it. And, she, you know, currently she doesn't take anything, so.
Yeah, good words, good words. Anybody else?
Yeah, my ex-wife used to have some long ones. And
like normal or?
Yeah, every now and then.
Like 2 days?
About, I would say it would last like a week and a half. And it would be like 3 or 4 times a year, guaranteed, always. And it was hell on earth.
Wow. Good words, good words. Anybody else? Well, it's 9:30. I think it's that time. Why does her hand suddenly stop working during that time of the month? I mean, just because it's her time of the month, does that automatically mean you have to take a break, too?
Her hand.
Some of y'all will get that tomorrow.
I gotta go ahead and interject on that. I know, I wouldn't say every time she's on a period, but there was that particular time I just got back to military duty. She didn't even tell me she was on a period. You know, I'm ready. And she's like, well, you better not do that because I'm on my period.
I said, you got come in the house kissing me and caressing me and get me all ready for the mood, and you tell me now? So I looked at her like, well, what am I supposed to do then? So, well, we can cuddle. I'm like, cuddle? You know, and I'm like, wow. So she said, so what, because you can't get none, we can't cuddle? If I didn't say that, what I'm saying is that you got me all rimmed up. I got to release the pressure. She said, well, use your hand. I said, you use my hand.
Now I think they're getting it now, D. Yeah, I think they're getting it now.
I put on restriction for 2 weeks after that.
So you act like your period was on, your time in the morning.
Yep, I did the same thing, but you know, I came
then. Oh, man, that's good words. That's good words. Anybody else?
You know, man. Now that I know what you're talking about, man. Oh, man.
I caught it on the first time. Wow.
What do you think about that? Why is her hand, you know, just stop working? Just like, nope.
You know what? You know, I'm trying not to get too explicit, but, you know, everything, you know, well, you know, the main thing is out of commission, right?
Yes.
And, you know, not just the hand, but everything else is out of commission, too.
So mouth out of commission, hand
out of
commission.
Yeah, all of it is out of commission.
Yeah, why is that? Fellas, y'all talk to me.
I don't know.
Everything stopped working. Why is that, fellas? Talk to me. Does anybody know?
And that's across the board. That's every woman I dated. So I don't know.
Now, I wouldn't say, you know, this is off. Well, I wouldn't say off the record. I would just say it depends on the woman, because some women, they want to be gratified, stimulated, and all that. But if they can't during their time of the month, then they said nobody can. Where you have some women where they really don't care. They like, well, look, if I can't get stimulated, I'm going to stimulate my man. Let him, you know, so, but maybe when you get married, all that stops. I don't know.
I think
I never met that woman.
Yeah, I think that's a rare breed, what you're talking about.
That's
I think that's an extremely rare breed, you know, that's mighty thoughtful of them.
You know what I'm saying? Once you get married, you know, it's like, okay.
That makes it even more rare.
No, bro, even when I was dating, I never met one like that. That's rare.
You never met one that didn't satisfy you when she was on her period?
Man, no, bro.
No.
No, no, sir.
I met them when I, don't get me wrong, when I wasn't married. But it's like, when you get married, you know, if I can't get mine, you ain't getting yours. So you got to wait about another week. So that's been pretty much the course for the past five some odd years.
And,
you know,
and I can understand that, though. I can pretty much understand that. I mean, because they enjoy the same things that we enjoy. And if they're feeling yucky, you know what I mean? Because, I mean, it is what it is. Sometimes they feel yucky and they ain't thinking about it.
Yeah, but see, the thing about it, when we was dating, it wasn't like that. And I do remember that when I think about it. I do remember that. It wasn't like that.
Oh, okay.
So it's almost like the ring went on that the whole body said,
Wow.
So y'all saying that they just a little selfish with it?
Yeah. Yeah, I am. They ain't a little selfish with it. They very selfish with it.
So do y'all think if the shoe was on the other foot, say we had, you know, a monthly, that time of the month, and we could please our wives, do you think that we still be like, all right, good night, leave me alone, you know, you good?
One, I can't even think about that, but I can say, like, for instance, like, if I broke my ankle and she wanted to get some that night, I'm a little uncomfortable because I'm in pain from this ankle. But she ain't thinking about that. Well, you don't need to move. I do all the work. So, I didn't break my ankle, but, you know, it's like, you know, that's just like a situation. But, you know, it's rare, you know, we as men, it's very rare that I don't feel like doing nothing tonight. It's rare.
Right.
You know, it's rare for me, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's also rare for me to think within my mind and body to want to go ahead and do it every night, because some nights I just go to sleep. You know,
mm-hmm.
I ain't even do anything. You know, so. It's like one of them things where I don't think it's in a man's nature to say, no, I'm not going to give it to you tonight because I don't feel good.
Yeah, right.
It's definitely not. Hey, but what about those women? What about those women that is down for whatever, even when they're on their period? What about them?
What are you talking about, splashing?
Splashing. That's what you want to call it. There's some women that be like, okay, if you man up, we can still keep it moving.
Wow.
That's just nasty.
If it's moving, we got to talk about that. Go ahead, D.
I'm saying if it's moving, it better be smelling right, because I'm a smell person. And I don't know, man. It's like one of them things where I tried, not with my wife, but, you know, some time ago, and I really didn't like it. I'm like, man, this is too messy. You know, if I got to worry about this, worry about that, you know, I'm messing up perfectly good sheets. You know, I literally had to throw my sheets away. I'm like, man. And I'm thinking, okay, was it all worth it? Yes and no, because it is a different feeling. That I can tell you. It's definitely a different feeling. So I thought I'd wait a couple of days. But like I said, that particular person, you know, she was down for whatever, so I really didn't have to really hit. Do that a lot, you know, she would do what she do. And I, you know, so.
I think you really got to be connected to the person to do that. I don't really think that I don't think that a person would normally do that with a random. I think you got to be somewhat connected.
Well, you connected.
Yeah.
Man, I'm kidding y'all right now. I live, Chase. That's his picture right there. I'm cool. I'm at peace knowing I'd die without ever doing that right there. I'm cool.
Oh, man. I mean, but check it. Y'all don't seem to have no problem, you know, having sex with her when she got the cold or the flu. Is that different?
Yeah, it's different, man. That's different. That's a huge difference. That ain't even a comparison.
Let me get a different comparison. Now, some of y'all be fudge packing. Now, is that different, too? Some of y'all might get that tomorrow.
Let me see who's going to respond to that one. Hey, first of all, let me see who's even had the authority to respond to that one.
Say that, brother. Say that. Is that different? Fudge packing.
Hey, because guess what? We talk about things changing in the marriage after we get married. Talk about that never happening after you get married.
Oh, man. Somebody got to jump on that. What's the difference in splashing and fudge packing?
Well,
what?
Fudge packing.
There's a huge difference.
You talking about anal?
Yes, anal.
Oh. Yeah.
What's the difference?
Two different entry points.
It just depends. Now on the authority. It's something that, you know, I've never done with my wife, but you know, I have done it before with women, and there are some women that really get aroused by that area,
mm-hmm.
and you know, there are women who are looking for men who ain't scared of that area. So if you ain't scared of that area, you know what you're doing. You know, they're grateful. So, you know, yeah, I mean, it's different. I mean, as long as she knows what she's doing and everything, cool, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So if y'all some rookies going at it, y'all need to read some books or something.
Read some books.
Don't try to be like the people on the Nasty Movie now, because you end up making a mess. It ain't going to be pretty.
Yeah, you got to figure out how to prep. You got to do your prep work.
A lot of prep work.
Hey, but sometimes that's the alternative to that time of the month.
Absolutely.
Hey, there you go, brother.
That's the alternative.
You down with that, yeah.
Well, I won't be using it.
But D, you were talking about smell. Now,
no,
you know.
No.
You know, fudge packing. You know, that smell.
She probably said no. So. She had a long time ago.
Oh, man. Y'all boys wild. So what do y'all do for sex? Or what have you heard that some men do for sex during that time of the month? What do you do, or what have you heard that some men do during that time of the month?
I heard you can put them in water and that'll stop it. And you
put them in water like a bath?
Yeah, it stops
okay.
water.
Hadn't heard that. Y'all better write that down, fellas.
Yeah, right after the shower, too. Right after the shower.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anybody else? What have you heard that some guys do? Where my masturbators at? You talking about who's going to admit to that.
How about that? That's an alternative, though, isn't it?
Man, you know, there isn't a dude that's married that doesn't masturbate. I don't even see how that happens. I mean, if there's a dude on here that's married that doesn't masturbate, then and you are free to part.
I think you might get some disagreement on that. What if that man is getting it, you know? He's splashing, fudge packing, just getting it enough. He don't need to do that.
Well, good on him.
Oh, man, I think we all like to meet that guy. But, I mean, really, you know, some men, you know, they got porno. That's the time where they go to the porno. You know, they got some dudes go see that jump off that's not having that time of the month.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it. I figure if I survive 10 weeks of basic training at the tender age of 18 without knowing it, I can survive about 7 days.
Oh, man. And then you visiting the prostitute, huh, D?
Huh?
I said you're going to see a prostitute at that point, huh?
Well, 10 weeks, you know, I was a basic, so, you know. But as soon as I got back home, it was on.
Good words, good words. Let me ask y'all this. Did her time of the month happen to arrive on your wedding night or at some point during your honeymoon?
We actually planned our wedding around that.
Yeah, we did too.
I ain't gonna lie. She's like, I wanted to be in the early part because my period, her period's around the late teens, 20s. So we was married on April 2nd. That was good.
Anybody had that situation happen where they didn't plan properly and it was your wedding night or at some point you on the beach or it's like, uh-oh, say hello to my little friend? Nobody?
Mm.
Okay. All right, I guess so. I think Dee made a point that I want to touch back on early in the call. And I know this probably, y'all can relate to this, but has anybody ever planned a special evening, a romantic weekend getaway, only to find out that it was that time of the month?
Yeah. I was a surprise. Bought a hotel room, reserved a room in D.C., you know, expensive place, dinner reservations, and, you know, she tells me, she's sad, you know, hey, it's that time. So, and I got it on my calendar. Still be busy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. You got it on the calendar and booked the hotel.
Yeah. That thing comes when it wants to, man. If she has a rough week, man, or, I know some women are different. Some women are like a clock, but mine, you know, nah. I mean, it varies. It can hold up or it can come early. As much as a week.
Wow. Good word.
Good word.
I got some music playing in the background?
Yeah. TV or music?
Oh, bad. I thought it was on mute. My bad.
Okay. Anybody else playing that special evening, weekend getaway? And you got caught. Wrong date, wrong time. It might be only you, brother. I mean, I don't know. But, y'all listen to this.
If I see some blood, I'm done. I am done.
What if it's right before that time of the month and you saw some blood? Doesn't that just kill the mood?
Man, kill the mood, man. That kills everything, man. I'm mentally damaged.
Like what man said, he just got home from, you know, being in the military or whatever. It's like, man.
Yeah, I see blood, man. I'm like,
wow. What if it's dark? What if it's the lights off? You don't see the blood.
And you know, my ex-wife did that to me, man. I didn't even know. And then, you know, when everything was done, you know, I looked down, you know, and I was like, wow. And, yeah, I was pretty mortified after that. You know,
hey, but look, you said, this is what you said, when everything was done. So that means it must have been all good because you kept it moving. When everything was done, then you figured it out.
Yeah, because what happened, you know, she had been gone, you know, this is my ex, of course, she had been gone for a while, and she had just flew in, just picked up from the airport, and, you know, we went at it real quick, and, you know, when everything was done, I looked down, and there it was, and I told her, you better not ever do that again. That's a deal breaker right there.
Mm. Wow.
I don't want to see that.
So were you more upset that, go ahead, brother, go ahead.
What if your wife says, I'm in the mood. It is what it is. We'll put a towel down. You can put a condom on, whatever it is. I'm in the mood.
Wow.
Let's go.
Wow.
Well, I lived with my wife for a year. You know, I've known her for like a year and a half, and that ain't never happened. So, that bridge. I don't even know where that bridge is on the map of life right there.
Yeah, sometimes you got to say, every once in a while, man has to say no, man. You got to protect your wife. I know it is what it is, but, I mean, God made that time for her to cleanse her body, so got to let that do, man.
So basically what you're saying is that's the time when you don't necessarily have to take one for the team?
No, you don't have to take one for the team then, man. That's just nasty.
No splashing for you, huh, P-Town?
Nah, man. Let that body rest. Hey, like I said, you know, it's like I said a couple of shows ago, many, many times, man. Why 3 weeks? You got 3 weeks out of 4 weeks in a month. So, you know, you just got to get those 3 weeks in.
Yeah. But what if you're busy? You know, what if she's gone, you're gone, you're working, you know, and just next thing you know, it's that fourth week. Then what?
Well, it goes back to somebody got to use their hands. Either A or B.
Oh, man, good words, good words, good words. But I think back to the brother's question. What if she's like, hey, I'm in the mood. Go get a condom, put a towel down, do whatever you need to do. Like the brother said, do we take one for the team?
I say no.
I don't know, man. I think I might be a little bit different because I ran into that a lot. I mean, women talking about, you know, around that time of month, they get more turned on or whatever. And, you know, I hear everybody saying, no, I wouldn't do that. But I, you know, maybe I'm a little bit just, I don't know, wrong or whatever. But I never really had a problem with it. Just pull out a towel, whatever, protect the sheets. And I'm good to go. When I turn the lights on, I ain't trying to see all that. But yeah, but
I'm with you, brother. I'm with you. You ain't alone with that. It is.
Thank you.
Yeah, it is, especially in the shower. I mean, it is. You getting clean anyway. I mean, you got to do what you got to do. You ain't got to look at it. Matter of fact, you don't even have to look at it. You can keep the lights off and take a shower in the dark until the evidence is gone. As long as you handled your business, it is what it is.
Exactly.
It is what it is. And that goes for both holes.
Oh, wow. Oh, man. Mm-mm-mm. Good words, fellas. Good words. Finally getting some good chat here. But,
yeah.
Has anybody purposely scheduled your anniversary vacation planning around that time of the month?
No, I ain't never done that.
Really?
Are you saying to avoid it or to hit that?
No, you planning an event, a cruise. You know, your anniversary is coming up, and your anniversary is this weekend, but you know it's that time of the month. And you say, hey, you know, I got stuff at work. Let's go. I got something planned for next weekend. Y'all ain't ever done that?
You got to. I think that's just really part of the whole romantic scene. You know, they'll go there and flowers and dinner and lights and dancing, and then you end it with just, thank you for the night. Yeah.
Thank you, D, for being real, because I'm going to plead the fifth on that one, brothers. Because, you know, I'm like my man. You know, I got it on the counter. I'm like, okay, yeah.
But we both do it. I'm saying she'll be like, I said, why? So, you know, we in sync, you know, when it comes to it. You know, unless it's like something I can't pass up, like some good deal. I'm like, well, had to take the L, take one for the team. Can't do nothing. So,
I can't believe me and you are the only people that done that. I just can't believe that. It's looking at the calendar. You know the date is this. The birthday is this. Your anniversary is this. But you plan it some whole other week, maybe into the next month.
Yeah, because I know, for instance, her birthday weekend is going to be her period. I knew that.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I'm also going to be in Dallas for a football game. So I was like, oh, you don't miss my birthday that weekend. I said, well, we, you know, We ain't better do nothing anyway. I said, I got you next week. She said, that's right, you do. All night. So she already knew. So, but, you know, to pass up Dallas.
Well, come on, man. We got to be real, though.
Versus her birthday. Versus her birthday being on a period. I go to Dallas.
But women kind of know when it's coming on. So they'll try to get it in before it comes on. They'll be like, all right. Now come on here, you know, in the morning.
Yeah, like your last time for a while.
Right.
Now, what I have done before is, you know, with my wife, we've planned something. And, you know, once again, we're looking at the calendar. We know when it's, that bad boy's supposed to come, but it's late coming. She's like, well, I need you to, you know, help me make this thing come on down.
Yeah.
You know, now I have done that.
Yeah, good words, good words. Anybody else schedule your birthday, dinner, anniversary, vacation around that time of the month? Okay.
Now, that's tough.
I mean,
let's just be honest. If, you know, you marry a woman and then you know every time anniversary come around, you're going to be stuck.
Yeah, because I know in some cases, like, you know, say, for example, that, you know, your wife was on the pill and during your wedding, you know, she just kept taking the pill. So, you know, her month, time of the month, you know, didn't come on. And you try to schedule as much as possible. But, you know, going forward, that's going to put your anniversary time, you know, unless it's a leap year, like the brother said earlier, that's going to put your anniversary time right smack dab in the middle of that time of the month. Your anniversary. You know, because, like I say, it comes on. And then, you know, for the wedding and the honeymoon, she just kept, you know, just went on and kept taking the pill. You know, just stop her from coming on for the events. But going forward, you in trouble. You got to plan. Then you got to be like, yeah, I know our anniversary is the 12th, but we going on the 28th, you know. But, you know, does her time of the month have to be a spoiler?
Nope.
Or can you just enjoy spending quality time with her, despite the fact you know it's not going to lead to anything?
Now, see, that's a good question, because that leads back to the question you had where if y'all had a period, would you be willing to do whatever for her? And I think somebody was saying something like, if I broke my ankle, well, I'm going to just fight through the pain and, you know, I'm going to go ahead and make it happen. But the difference is if you broke your ankle and you weren't going to get nothing out of the deal, would you at that point, you know, still go ahead and do whatever it took to, you know, to make her happy? See, there's a difference. It's not, okay, I broke my ankle, I'm working through the pain, but I'm getting something out of it. It's just, if you're working through the pain, and at the end of the day, you're still going to come up empty-handed. Now, that's a little bit different.
Words, good words. Anybody else want to chime in on that? Does it have to be a spoiler?
No, absolutely not.
No.
We take trips, you know, get hotel rooms, romantic times. I mean, you know, it's no problem hanging out with her.
Yeah,
that's,
I mean,
good.
If she's your friend, I mean, if y'all, you know, enjoy each other's company regardless whether you're having sex or not, it's definitely not a spoiler. You know, but if sex is the ultimate goal whenever y'all hang out, then I can see it being a spoiler.
Good words, good words. Can she still get pregnant if y'all have sex during that time of the month?
The hard time her getting pregnant with me. But I guess you could.
What do y'all think? I mean, can she still get pregnant if y'all have sex during that time of the month?
Well, if she's still taking the birth control pills, if she still has some method of birth control, the answer would be no. I mean, is that, you know, I guess they say 1% or fraction of a percent, but on normal cases, no.
Yeah, good word.
With
good
birth
word.
Control.
Yeah. Let's
no
say
birth,
birth
now
control.
Also, no birth control. I think it's 12 days before or 12 days after the period, there's no egg present. Something stuff like that. There is a time where there's no egg present.
That's right at the beginning.
Right at the beginning. Okay. For how many days?
Wow. That I don't know.
let your primary care physician tell y'all. It's possible for a female to get pregnant at any time during her menstrual cycle. And generally, when she's having a period, it means she's not ovulating. And if that's the case, then she won't get pregnant. However, females with irregular or shorter cycles can actually ovulate during their period. But it's not guaranteed that she will ovulate mid-cycle. And sperm can live inside a woman's body for up to 5 days. So if she ovulates any time within 7 days of having unprotected sex, she could definitely become pregnant. So, you know, be careful with that, because there's definitely a possibility being that, you know, you got the sperm and the egg and, you know, all that good stuff. But in some respect, fellas, aren't you glad when that time of the month comes on? You know, because
no.
Y'all got a little too frisky one night, and you like, you know. When she tells you she's a little late, you know, all day you're calling her, texting her, writing on her Facebook wall, sending her BlackBerry instant messages. Your period on yet? Your period started yet? You on yet? Everything good? You know.
Who's living
aren't
like
you glad?
That?
Huh?
Let me just ask the question. Who married is living like that? That's all I want to know. If you're married, who's living like that still taking those chances?
Say you just got a little frisky, or say, hey, she was like, oh man, that was great. By the way, I forgot to take my pill the last 2 days. You know, or whatever. And then you like, wow, you forgot to take your pill.
Are you trying to stay married? What?
Now, y'all know y'all got some women that forget to take their pill. Come on now.
That's a whole different topic.
That's next week.
Yeah, that's a whole different topic. And I think we talked about that before, where we asked the question, whose job is it to make sure that pregnancy is avoided, unwanted pregnancy? Whose job is it, hers or ours?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Word. So even if she forgets to take her pills, I mean, we still have to, I guess, ask them, take your pills. I don't know.
So y'all have never had that time where you just like, you late? I mean, you sweating bullets. Y'all ain't never had that time? Where it's just a little bit later. You know, sometimes it is irregular, but it's just like, it's been 5 days. Still ain't can't. You sweating bullets. Y'all ain't had that time before?
I believe everybody's had that time earlier.
Thank you, brother. Thank
earlier.
You. Oh, earlier.
But,
okay. Yeah, before marriage.
You know,
okay.
But, yeah, before marriage, during marriage, but I mean, after a while, just like everybody says, you kind of figure out your wife's pattern. So, you know, if you're a little late, you're already on the calendar. Say, all right, did we do something here and there? And then if I see a morning sickness, if my wife, you know, when she got pregnant, we've been pregnant twice over here, you know, the morning sickness. I got sick when she got sick, so that would tell me.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's some type of change that you would notice, not just, oh, man, I'm sweating bullets.
Yeah, good words.
You kind of figure out your wife the more you get on through the relationship and through your marriage.
Great words.
You kind of know.
Yeah. Well, I want to touch on something that Dee has been mentioning all night, but I want y'all to listen to this first.
You gentlemen that haven't got to where I'm at, take your time. There's no sense in having them things swollen up if you ain't ready to have them things swollen up.
Oh, man, that's good.
But listen, you can time that week with when we know the wife is going to be out anyway. The same week she's going to be down, that's the same week you go in.
Did anybody schedule their vasectomy around that time of the month? It's 10 o'clock, fellas. Did you schedule that vasectomy around that time of the month?
Nah, I think mine was just scheduled based on availability.
Okay.
I don't think, I think it was just scheduled based on the availability.
And D, I think you might be the only one on here that's had the V-snip.
Oh, well, I appreciate it.
Everybody so can relate to that. Tony, you're going to have to keep that in mind when you schedule yours. Be like, all right, let me get the calendar out.
Yeah, but
No. I'm going to do it just like him.
Yeah, I think
around
it was
availability, because it don't matter, because you're going to be down for a minute anyway. So it
definitely
doesn't matter.
Yeah, you're going to be down for about two and a half, maybe 3 weeks, depending. 3 weeks is probably the worst case scenario. But even with that, you just don't go free willy after that. You got to wait a minute. So But they do encourage you to release yourself as much as you can to get the flow going.
Yeah, make sure the doctor tells the wifey that, right?
Buddy told her. Say the truth. I was in so much pain, I really didn't care what he said to her. And then when I got back, I took my drugs and I was out.
Good words. Well, since nobody's had the vasectomy, y'all listen to this.
Yeah, but you know what? Honestly, man, I'm kind of freaked out about the whole having sex after that 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, that probably is a huge mental thing then.
Yeah. Because you're like, ooh, no. After a time of the month is finished, are you a little freaked out and still wait a couple days before having sex with her again just to be sure?
Nope.
Okay, there's an honest one.
My wife waits. She waits a couple of days afterwards, make sure the coast is clear, because she knows her husband is, he can't handle that.
Okay. Good words.
Is it the sight of blood? Is that what it is? Is it just the sight of blood?
Man,
I mean, because some people just don't like the sight of blood, period.
I don't like the sight of blood, but it's something about the sight of blood while, performing that act. I don't see any of that.
Okay.
I can't see it like that.
Well, seeing the sight of blood on your hot dog, ketchup on the hot dog might not be
That's not blood. But that's ketchup.
I don't want to see no ketchup on my hot dog. Wow,
That's definitely
I don't want to see no ketchup or Hershey syrup.
I mean,
Oh, man. Go ahead, Patrice.
No, I mean, when you was younger, the only time you wanted to see ketchup on the hot dog was, you were trying to find those virgins.
Yeah.
But now, that was it. I mean, now, you ain't trying to do all that.
Nah, I was never trying to do all that even when I was younger.
Yeah, I don't even know what you talking about. That sounds like a vampire.
my preferences haven't changed since I've been doing this. So yeah, I'll stay away. I know brothers that do it. I mean, I ain't got no problem. That's them. But nah, not me, man. I'm not built for that.
I mean, when there's certain days where it's just messy. There's certain times, but I think like he said, towards the end, it's the end,
Good word. Yeah,
y'all some cold killers in my book, boy.
Cold killers.
Hey, brother, I'm gonna go even further with it. Y'all check this. That brother said, what's the ingredient? Spaghetti plus her monthly flow. Do y'all usually eat her out right after a time of the month, or do you wait a few extra days
to
be sure? Spaghetti plus a monthly flow. That's what the brother said. Do you eat it right after the, talk to me.
I got a funny story for y'all. That right there is from Goody Bob. Y'all know I'm from Mississippi. I'm from the South. And, knowing is one thing you don't ever eat is spaghetti at a girl's house that you date, because she'll put period blood in the spaghetti. And when I went to Korea, chick that was friends with me and my boy, she cooked us all spaghetti. And I was the only cat not eating. And she was like, "Why you not eating my spaghetti?" I said, "I don't want to tell you." She was like, "Come on, tell me why you ain't eating my spaghetti." I said, "Well, you got spirit blood in it." Man, that chick was so hot with me. She said, "I can't believe you accused me of that." I said, "I ain't, you know, it's just the way I was raised." So yeah, the spaghetti and monthly flows, that's just like, I don't know if that's a Southern thing or voodoo or whatever, but I always grew up hearing that.
Wow.
Fellas, anybody want to answer that? Do you wait a few, you know, just somebody said, you know, wait until the coast is clear. Does anybody wait those few extra days?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Good chat, fellas. Y'all being quiet tonight. I'm trying to take this up and take y'all higher.
I blew them away with that spaghetti thing, because I know a lot of them thinking like, did she ever serve me spaghetti?
Exactly. They think about it now.
these brothers in deep thought right now. They trying to recognize.
Exactly. That's why they're not talking. Spaghetti plus a monthly flow. It's like, man, that girl always served me spaghetti back in college. Ooh. Good words. Somebody talked about have y'all ever heard of the rhythm method? Or the calendar-based method? You know, that's birth control, where, you know, it's what I like to call pulling and praying. Anybody practice that before?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think the way in which, you know, we did it was basically the woman knowing her body. My wife pretty much knew when she ovulated. So if she was ovulating, she was like, nope. Or if
yep.
she knew she was about to. And that pretty much was it. She knew what it was. It's like, am I all right? Nope.
Yeah. Anybody want to guess the success rate of the rhythm method?
Mine was 100%.
100%.
24%.
24%. Actually, the first brother was close. Actually, it's 75% effective. And to those that don't know what we're talking about, it's the method of estimating a woman's likelihood of fertility. And that's based on an accurate record of the length of the previous menstrual cycle. To avoid pregnancy by restricting unprotected sex, today's identified as infertile. And go ahead.
I was saying mine was 100%.
Yeah, but overall, the rhythm method is 75% success. But what you said, B, was that the success rate is highly dependent on the woman knowing how long her menstrual cycle is. You know, now we talked before about some of y'all got women forgetting to take their birth control pill. So, you know, it's highly dependent on that woman knowing how long her men, and when she's ovulating and all that good stuff. That's where the success comes in. And as D said, he was 100% successful. So let me flip it around with the rhythm method. Has anybody ever used the rhythm method to achieve pregnancy? You know, time and unprotected sex with days identified as fertile.
Yeah, I did.
All right, speak on it, brother.
Yeah, well, like the brother said, he's absolutely right. If a woman knows her body, knows when she ovulates. And like I did the rhythm method, timing when do it come off and when do she ovulate. And that's when, you know, I don't pull nothing, I don't hold no punches, you know.
Yeah.
So that's all I got to say about that. But he's right. Right about that.
Anybody else use the rhythm method to achieve pregnancy? Nobody, just me? Oh, okay. Well, yeah, to those that don't know, you know, both of my kids, their birthdays are 2 days apart, 4 years to the day almost, you know. And actually during the process, going to the OB and, you know, the midwives and all that stuff, they actually had the same due date. So, you know, literally, we timed everything based on, like the brother said, literally around that window when she was, you know, fertile. Because she's, you know, we just wanted to have kids at that time. So, but speaking of kids, happened when your daughter had her first time of the month?
Why ain't get paid yet?
Man, come on, man.
Hey, man, yeah. I'm taking y'all high tonight. What happened when your daughter had that first time of the month? Talk to me.
I'll let you know when she gets there. She ain't got there yet, but I think
well,
it's good.
I can let you know, man. Daddy like to cry. Yeah, he's not ready to see that happen. But,
yeah.
You know, mommy and daughter had almost a celebration when my daughter, it was like, you know, you're going into womanhood.
Yeah.
To me, it's like, oh, man, I got to stop beating up on these little dudes now. I got to keep my eye on them. But, I think women look at getting their first period different than men would look at.
Mm-hmm.
Me, it was stress for my wife. It was a party. I mean, her the grandmas, they got together and they it's almost like they it was almost like another birthday.
Wow. <What? laughs> You were like, did I miss something on the calendar?
Yeah, what's going on?
Anybody else? What happened when your daughter had her first time of the month? Some of y'all got some older daughters, as you know, my daughter ain't got there yet. My daughter.
Mine either.
And I'm not looking forward
to it. Me either.
You know.
I'll speak on it because I got three
okay.
Actually just had it, and it's not a big deal. It's not, you know. It's nothing that you got to worry about because mama's going to handle it anyway.
Gotcha.
Like I said before, you got to, you know, you may have to go and on the first time run to the store and get some supplies, or normally the supplies are already in the house, you know, pads or whatever the case may be. And, you know, that's probably one that you, that's a book that you're probably going to miss. It's going to go right around you because mama will normally handle that. Now, if you're a single dad raising a child, I ain't got nothing for you. Cause I don't, you know, you got to find a woman to help you out.
Good words. So you say it's basically that's mommy department.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. And if you stay out of it, the best thing to do is let them handle their business. Say, if y'all need me, I'm in another room. But that's it. You know what I'm saying? If you want the store, I'm better at the store. Go ahead.
Now you got two in the house with that time of the month.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Not looking forward to that. And girls, usually, you know, they start having their menstrual periods between the age of 11 and 14. But I read an article this week about how girls, are more and more girls are starting to have their menstrual cycle at the age of 7. You know, and I got a 7-year-old, fellas, and I'm just like, nah, come on, man. My daughter about to go to the second grade. I'm not, don't come in here with that. No.
But I can believe it, man. I mean, you know, hate to say it, but it's not that they're growing faster. It's just what is put into our food and put into our, you know, what we drink and what we put into our body. The Similac, if your wife didn't breastfeed the whole time when she, you know, the kids were very little, the Similac had more estrogen in it, so it makes the body develop differently and faster. Cause my daughter is 10, and I believe she got hers at 9.
Lord.
No, at 10. Yeah, she was 10. She had just turned 10.
You scared me. Mine 11 going on 10. You scared. I got the hair as it is.
Yeah, I'm like, man, what's going on?
Ooh, boy.
You might not make it out of this year, brother. Man, that's just, man.
Whew.
And I know, P-Town, you probably wasn't even really expecting it to come that early. You probably thought, oh, in high school or,
man,
you know,
listen,
at least middle school.
I was thinking, well. I was thinking
12,
13.
That's what the book used to say.
Yeah.
But how bad was it, man? I mean, honestly.
It's not bad. It's just shocking. It's not bad. I mean, you know your daughter's growing. But now you look at it and
it ain't that little girl you had in the morning.
Yeah. And 9 times out of 10, they don't want you around it. They don't really, you know, they leaving you out of it anyway. Most of the time.
Good words, fellas. Anybody else got daughters? Had that time, ain't got that time, want to speak on it. All righty then. What about when Aunt Flo moves out permanently? What about menopause, fellas? Y'all know about menopause? No? Anybody experiencing menopause?
Nah, man,
lady?
No way.
Not yet.
What's that? That's close to, what, 40, 45, 50, somewhere where that happens?
Well, perimenopause starts as early as when women are in their 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that can last 6 years or more.
That could be worse than having a menstrual cycle.
That's right.
That could be worse than having me. I got a friend of mine, his old lady going through menopause. Lord knows, boy. Her mood swings like she get them hot flashes. She go through the mood swings. Some of them go through different, people have different, some people don't want no sex, period. Then some people go through that menopause where they want nothing but sex. It depends on the person, but they be crazy. That's worse than having a that's like a permanent menstruation. Imagine that.
Wow. Yeah, menopause is heavy, but I mean it's natural.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and it essentially marks the end of the childbearing phase of life.
Right.
You know, the body's just basically reorganizing its hormones. And, you know, as the brother said, you know, the early symptoms are hot flashes, mood changes, abnormal vaginal bleeding. You know, so the brother said he ain't in the splash, and it's like, you know, lady go through menopause, it's like, ah, man, you might have to get a little ketchup on your hot dog, you know. But, you know, when nearing menopause, women's cycles usually get longer, and then ultimately they'll stop. And menopause basically is the final menstrual period. And but it's a natural biological event, you know, and you know, when the function of the ovaries begin to cease, and it doesn't occur overnight, but rather it's gradual. And a woman is considered in menopause when she's had no menstrual periods for 12 months and no other medical reason for her period to stop. But, you know, they can go through a lot of fatigue, emotional changes. You know, as the brother said, it's going to change their sexual interests. You know, we talk about sex, you know, with the time of the month, but, you know, as the brother said, it may go one extreme or the other, you know. So it's just a lot going on. Plus the sleep disturbances, joint and muscle aches and pains, headaches, vaginal dryness, you know, all that. But, you know, the brother that's got a friend, I mean, what I've heard is that the woman's sexual peak arrives right before menopause. That's what I've heard.
Well, right.
Is that
true? Yeah, yeah. He did. Go ahead.
They call
cougars. Them cougars. Oh, that's when them older women want them young boys. Yeah, right before they menopause. Cougars.
Yeah, he did say right before she was getting on, she demanded a certain amount of sex so many times a week. Yeah, he said, like, and then he was getting prescriptions of Viagra. He said, "Man, I'm getting too old for this."
Oh man, couldn't keep up, man.
Nah. He said she told me she at least wanted 4 times a week. He said, "Man, I'm in my 50s, going on 60s, man." Listen,
but I'm saying, if you really think about it, and I don't know if I think there's a correlation to it. If you look at the number of men who end up leaving their wives, generally end up leaving them after menopause. Because, for the most part, or during menopause, and they go get these young girls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I bump into a lot of guys, and I'm like, man, he still got it on pops, you know. And then he's about 50-something, 52, mm-hmm. 53, something like that. And his mm-hmm. wife, you know. So, you know, that could be the reason as well. Don't make it right, but.
Yeah.
I ain't got that point yet, so.
I mean, do some men take menopause as a personal insult and eventually become intolerant of their wives, you know, making them feel worse and even more depressed?
Well, I think most men don't understand the severity of what they're actually going through, you know, physically. Their body changes. All we want is what we want. We ain't trying to hear nothing. Now we can accept a day or two, but when you come in constantly with that same story, that gets old after a while. And that's when I think the conflict of interest comes in, where, like the brother said, then they look outside the marriage. You know what I mean? Because, like you said, that can go on for a long period of time. I mean, it could be a long period of time. And menopause is just like I said, menstruation. They don't want to be touched. Someone don't want to be bothered. They already up and down as it is. And then you ain't get nothing on top of that? What? Man, listen. You can't strip a man from anything. Now, he going through mood swings dealing with you emotionally. Now you're taking the physical aspect apart. I mean, really.
Yeah.
That's when your name, you're like, hey, I'm a bad
people. Oh, man.
Let me hop over this fence for a minute. I'll be right back.
So, I mean, brothers, you know, talk to me. How do you cope, you know, with a woman who's going through menopause? What do you do? What is your friend doing? What is some advice we can give, if you had any advice? What do you do?
What you do is, you can't get it from Blockbusters, but you could probably go to any DVD store and find you a couple movies, turn your ear on, and sit down and get to know yourself a little better, because it's going to be a while if you ain't trying to step outside your marriage. You know, I respect those who don't, but that's your best option.
Oh, man. Anybody else got any coping mechanisms? One thing, you know, you got to have physical wellness.
Yeah, you got to relieve that pressure, boy.
Yeah.
Got to relieve that pressure, boy. Pressure bust pipes or make diamonds.
Yeah, the brother on the chat line said, you know, you just got to be there for, you know, that emotional and mental wellness. You know, because when women experience the symptoms of hormone loss, I mean, they'll feel blue. You know, and this increases that emotional fragility and that sense of low self-esteem. And, you know, it ultimately can cause, you know, relationship problems. But, you know, they can make some lifestyle changes too, you know. you know, just exercising, eating a balanced diet, you know, just stuff like that. You know, those changes are beneficial for, you know, just preventing as much as possible those mood swings and stuff like that. And, you know, also, you know, spiritual wellness. But have y'all heard of symptomless menopause? Symptomless menopause. Y'all ever heard of that?
No.
An example is a woman who simply stops having a monthly period. I mean, she thought that she might be pregnant, but test shows that she was not pregnant and just had experienced symptomless menopause. And I believe, fellas, that's every woman's dream. You know, no more periods.
Yeah.
She ain't pregnant at 40 years old.
Yeah.
And she's having symptomless menopause.
Yeah.
You know, bottom line. Bottom line.
Mm.
Well, have y'all heard about women who choose not to go through menopause?
No.
Y'all heard of HRT, hormone replacement therapy? Y'all heard of that?
No.
I mean, you know, HRT is essentially made to make a lot of women bearable. And, you know, there are others who take HRT merely because they dislike a bit of comfort, but... You know, we know every woman since Eve has had to go through menopause, but not now. You know, they can take this hormone replacement therapy and, you know, get it over with. If a woman has a hysterectomy, Does that procedure bring on menopause?
Yep.
Anybody else? Hysterectomy bring on menopause? Brother's actually right. Man, you've been doing your homework, brother.
Man, I'm OG. I'm OG.
Yeah. But it's what's called surgical menopause.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what the same symptoms, and it's when, you know, their ovaries are removed.
Yeah.
So, and then, you know, they usually decide to have ERT, which is estrogen replacement therapy, postoperatively, and some women who keep their ovaries experience temporary hot flashes after the hysterectomy, but, you know, ERT can usually do a good job of alleviating, you know, those menopausal symptoms. Finally, fellas, what about post-menopause? When the periods have finished, that's when it's post-menopause. What about that? Y'all don't know about post-menopause. Post-menopause, sometimes women can experience these for the rest of their life. And it's that the hot flashes, high blood pressure, weight gain, vaginal drying, you know, all of that stuff. And it's after the whole menopause thing is over with, you know. So it's just the symptoms are to either a greater or lesser degree. But sometimes, fellas, it's for life. I mean, are you prepared for that? You prepared to go through menopause, postmenopause for the rest of your marital life?
I don't know if I know I've been, you know, when I was on this one cruise, you know, it was a group of seniors. And if the ladies, either the liquor was helping them stay freaky or they were just freaky, one, two. And they, you know, they was well into their 70s. And, you know, Pops was like, hey, after this drink, we're going back to the room. I'm sitting there listening like, I'm thinking, okay, I'm 30-something. I really want to hear this. Because then I got the visuals and all that. But they were getting their life long, you know.
Mm.
So, you know, they're doing something.
You know, so I don't, it may last the rest of life, but I really don't think that the freaky side of it goes away. I think once they finish with menopause or that, the a brunt stage of it, then they eventually, you know, turn back. They may be on meds, too. I don't know if they have Viagra for women or not. I don't know, but... You know, I think, you know, something is going on, you know, because seniors are doing the do that I do know.
But sometimes, you know, their moves can alter dramatically, especially for women who previously have been slim, you know, free from illness. You know, there's in some cases they start to feel, you know, like they're no longer attracted to their husbands. I mean, that's a hard pill to swallow. I mean, you still think she's beautiful, and, you know, no matter what she looks like, she's just like, no, you know, I'm just not, you know, not feeling that great, you know, so. What?
Mm.
Enough about female menopause. It's 10:30. What about male menopause? Has anybody ever heard of that?
Is that a phone?
No, I don't know. I don't know about no male menopause, man. What is that?
Nobody's ever heard of male menopause?
Is that
midlife
the time that football is not on?
No, male menopause is actually a real thing, fellas.
Is that midlife thing?
Yeah, it's close. Yeah, actually, yeah, you're right, D. It's also called andropause, and it refers to the gradual decline in a man's testosterone levels. And not all men will go through male menopause, and it's unknown why those, you know, that do, you know, it's unknown why they do. But, you know, testosterone, we know, is the sex hormone that's responsible for creating and releasing sperm, initiating sex drive, and providing muscular strength. But hormone levels tend to peak around the ages of 15 to 18 in most men. So, you know, sometime during the mid to late 20s, a man's hormones levels actually will begin to drop slowly. And some men will see their testosterone levels drop significantly by the time they are at 40. And by the age of 50, half of all men will experience a significant reduction in testosterone levels, causing a variety of uncomfortable ailments.
That's why it's good to get that stuff checked, because I got mine checked, and she said I'm good to go.
Yeah.
You know, you can get that check, too, so.
Well, I ain't go to no doctor, but I'm 44 and I got a 7-month-old, so I ain't nothing on my testosterone. Listen, I'm 44 and I got a 7-month-old.
Oh, man. Good words. Good words. But what do y'all think, since y'all may not know, what do y'all think are some causes of male menopause?
I think high blood pressure. Ooh.
Okay.
It could be stress. It could be a job, yeah, which could cause the high blood pressure.
Yeah, exactly right.
It could be the man himself let himself go, and maybe he don't feel, you know, attracted to himself. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Y'all are exactly right. Stress. The gentleman on the chat line says stress as well. High blood pressure, dementia, obesity, depression.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of that. And, you know, or in some men, like I said, it can occur naturally in some men, and they don't know why. And, you know, men who have cancer, you know, seem to be at an increased risk for low testosterone levels.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the symptoms, do y'all think male menopause is different than female menopause?
I do.
Okay, explain, bro.
I think the male menopause is that you don't have the mood swings as much. It's just that the stamina. I think the male menopause is where your stamina, you're not as firm, almost to the point where, like, your sex drive ain't where it used to be. You ain't as firm as you used to be. That's my opinion. That's what I'm guessing. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean, you're actually right. You know, menopause
almost to the point of impotence. Almost, you can get it up, but you just ain't got that extra. You know what I mean? It's halfway there. It's halfway there. It's like a little weak. It ain't as strong as it used to be.
Yeah, that low libido, and you know,
exactly,
as the brother said,
exactly.
You know, inability to maintain that strong erection, you know, but, you know, you're exactly right, and that's the most common symptom of male menopause, and they're actually very similar to those experienced by women, but less intense, because
right.
The one thing about it is that female menopause involves the complete decline of sex hormones, but men will never lose their fertility completely during male menopause. And, you know, testosterone continue to be produced as well as sperm, permitting a man to have children well into his 80s. As the brother said, he's 44, got a 7-month-old. You know, that don't change. And for that reason, there's a little bit of debate as to why that testosterone drop should even be referred to as male menopause. But, you know, the common symptom, absolutely, diminished sex drive, low libido, inability to maintain a strong, you know, erection or whatever. And like the brother said, men, they can also begin to feel like they no longer enjoy sex. No longer enjoy sex, you know. So they like, you know, ballpark, you know, it's not getting that plump, you know, at a time when it's time to do. So, but treatments, male menopause.
Viagra.
Viagra, yeah. Yeah.
The Alice.
Y'all know it.
A shot of some good gin.
Yeah, I was about to say.
You know, some good gin.
That's some good gin.
Feeling something.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Well, you know, unfortunately, unfortunately, and y'all probably already know this, but men often don't seek treatment for male menopause because we don't go to the doctor. I think we talked about that, you know, some calls before about men don't go to the doctor, you know, and say, hey, I'm sorry, go ahead, brother.
I said, I ain't gonna health insurance cost too much not to be going. You'd be wasting your money. Mm-hmm. I go for a cut. but to be perfectly honest, I'm saying, the men do neglect it. Indeed, when I went there and, you know, got my colon looked at, and one of the things that the doctor said, and she was a black female, she said that for whatever reason, our black males neglect going to the doctors for things that are treatable, even if it's something they're embarrassed about. I'm saying if you're embarrassed about it, guess what? It's going to get worse if you don't get it treated. And then it's going to become obvious. So, you know, it's better to, you know, go to the doctor, get whatever the treatment is, because we're all human. Some things we just can't control. You know, I went there. I was just curious to see how it was. I know it's different from Viagra, and my doctor explained to me, and she just put it in a nutshell. She said, Viagra gets you hard. If you ain't got no problem getting hard, then you don't need Viagra. She said, just like that, you don't need it. She said, Cialis kind of helps you get a longer erection. So she said, if you only go one time a night, ain't no sense of getting it. But if you want to go 2-3 times a night, yeah, you're better off getting Cialis, because as you get older, you just don't have that energy. And I said, you know what? I said, Doc, I go to sleep after the first round. And I said, usually I'm out for the count. So, you know, I just tried it out. Now, I don't, you know, she gave it to me like 2 months ago and gave me 5 samples, and I still got 3 of them. You know, I just tried it, but, you know, the stuff worked, but it's not something that I want to take in my system. Because your body becomes dependent on it, and I don't want my body to become dependent on it.
Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of men feel uncomfortable speaking about their symptoms. You know, dealing with male menopause or lack of a, you know, can't get it up or whatever. And in the past, actually, doctors haven't taken men's menopause seriously. They'd be like, man, get out of here. You ain't going through menopause. You know. And male menopause actually can be difficult to diagnose, but, you know, new studies and doctors becoming more aware of this problem, you know, are beginning to realize the importance of, hey, you know, this is a serious issue. And the primary treatment, TRT, testosterone replacement therapy, same thing, you know, just the opposite of the women. And, you know, it aims to bring those hormonal levels back up to a healthy level. And, you know, once those levels are increased, most men begin to experience fewer symptoms. So, but as the brother said, unfortunately, TRT does not always work well to combat erectile dysfunction. So that's a whole other show, you know. but it's important for men to understand, you know, what's happening, you know, in our bodies as we age. And, male menopause does not affect all men, but its symptoms, you know, have varying degrees of severity. So, anybody else want to chime in on male menopause? All right. Well, I'm going to finish up early. That's good. We can go into open mic. But time for the conclusion. Let me open up my dictionary, fellas. The word menopause comes from the Greek words mens, meaning monthly, and pauses, meaning cessation. Menopause is a natural life event and should not be viewed lightly, taken as an insult, or be ignored. We must understand what's going on and be tolerant while taking it all in stride. That means both the husband and the wife must work together to maintain a harmonious and loving relationship in all things as commanded by God, because through it all, there's a need for Christian compassion and understanding towards each other as we go through these life changes, because, as Galatians 6:2 says, carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. Anybody want to summarize before we go into open mic? Yes, If not, going once, going twice, we'll roll this thing into open mic. That concludes our show for the evening, fellas. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Virtual Talk Show for Men, brought to you by the Married Men's Club. We hope that you enjoyed the show. You can join us again next Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern. And for more information, please feel free to visit our website, householdstress.com. Again, that website, householdstress.com.
You are now free to move about the country.
All right, let me shut this down.